This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's our buddy who is the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's a former Indians pitcher. Most importantly to us, he's our buddy, and he comes on with us every Friday at noon. He's Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
Well, hello, boys. How we doing?
Couldn't be finer, bud. How about you?
You know what?
Baseball's
first road trip of the year.
Baseball's back.
Yes, baseball is back. And you know what's really interesting is we had a six-game homestand. I cannot believe we've already gone through six games. It's crazy how once this season starts, it is, you know, it's Groundhog Day. Every day feels the same, the homework, everything like that. But we are in where are we at? We're playing the Rangers. So we're staying out here between Dallas and Fort Worth, first roadie of the year. And you caught me mid-workout in Colleyville, Texas.
Nice.
Of all places.
Well,
yeah.
You're working out. Are you going to – what's this thing called again, Dan? What the Colorado Showcase? The
BA, to pull the curtain back, I texted this to you and Andy in the text chat that would get us all fired in a minute. You got to look at this thing when you get a chance. It is called the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
So I saw that.
So are you going to have time to glue yourself to a television? This is a big draft for the Browns here, BA. You know you're going to have time to glue your face to a TV and watch Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders work out.
You know what? I'll just wait for all of the clips that are posted. I am not going to sit down and watch it. No, I am not. I will catch the highlights. I will see what people have to say, and then I'll get myself ready for the draft.
See, Brian's my people. I'm with you, Brian. We're simpatico there.
Yeah, no time for that. My life just got really busy, obviously, with the season, and I have no interest in sitting down and watching that front to back. I'll catch the highlights.
BA, riddle me this. As a lifelong Browns fan, you would like to see the Browns do what at number two? Do you have a preference?
You know what? I don't. I don't, because I don't know enough about these quarterbacks. It doesn't seem that they're slam dunks. And so, you know, if there was a slam dunk, you know, then like two or three guys that were no-brainers, then that would be a no-brainer. That's what you would go for. But with that not being the case, it seems, then, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Travis Hunter is intriguing. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, the idea of taking Abdul Carter and putting him opposite, you know, Myles Garrett is very intriguing. So, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I more than anything else, I'm just going to be very, dialed in. I'll be really interested to see what they do, because that will tell you a lot about what they think about their team. And you know, obviously with this season, you bring back Miles, and, you know, you don't think that he's going to come back if he doesn't feel like he's going to have a chance to win, but you need that guy under center that's going to be a difference maker. So, you know, who knows? Is the trade still in the works? I mean, you keep hearing whispers about, you know, different guys around the league that the Browns could potentially still trade for before the draft, after the draft. I mean, who knows? So I'll be as interested, and it'll be intriguing for sure, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Kenny Pickett, week one starter. If that happens, your reaction is what?
I don't. If I could screenshot the look on my face, that would say it all.
Probably better not to, Brian.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to leave that one alone. I think
probably,
we can all.
Yeah, probably better read, not to. Read.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
better not to. So tell me, man who pitched in the major leagues and did a great job of it, is it about time that the hitters maybe get something different that might help them going up against guys who are throwing 100 miles an hour coming out of the bullpen and seeing the same pitcher, you know, once, twice, maybe in a game? Is the torpedo bat a real deal? Is it here to stay? Should it be?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't know. I know that the torpedo bat got a lot of pub because the hottest swinging team in baseball were the ones using it, the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
And when they had that game where they scored 20 runs and hit 9 homers, that all of a sudden that story blew up. I mean, I know that even guys with the Rays have put orders in to get some torpedo bats because – everything we've talked about this in just about every league, everything's a copycat league. So if the Yankees are using these new torpedo bats and they're scoring all these runs and hitting all these home runs, well, why wouldn't I try it? And you know what? I don't have a problem with it because it's within the rules. You know, they talk about a bat being as smooth, you know, it can't be longer than 42 inches. And this is very random, but it can't be thicker than 2.61 inches at its widest point. And so if that's going to be three-quarters of the way up the bat and then it tapers down a little bit, okay, it's still within the rules.
Yeah.
And if that benefits you, then so be it. And you're absolutely right. You make a good point. All of the advances in the game of baseball, for the most part, have been on the pitching side of things. The pitching lab, spin, sticky stuff, you know, training for velocity, being able to be more efficient. Everything has gone the way of pitching, and it has been – extremely difficult for the hitters. And that's why you saw the launch angle era, because they were smart enough to realize, hey, we can't put together innings of 3, 4, 5 hits. We can't do that against this pitching. So we're going to teach our guys the launch angle swing, hope for a walk, you know, a runner aboard, and then we run into one and hit a 2 or 3 run homer, because that might be the only chance we get. And that's why you saw launch angle become such big for hitters, because they had to go for it. They had to go for it. You know, it was all or nothing on the hitting end because you couldn't piece together innings against this type of pitching. So if it turns out to be something that benefits hitters, and it's not going to really ever even the playing field, but if it is a benefit to them and there is something that's to it, and we'll see. You know, over the course of time, we will see if torpedo bats are a thing. And if they are, good for them.
Here's my thing. Why did it take so long to figure out the torpedo bat thing? Like, baseball's always been this innovative, evolving sport. Yeah. Like, what's taking them so long to figure this out?
Well, you know what? I don't think the technology has been there because, you know, they track everything now. That's why these pitchers, sometimes you see them go out there and against a particular hitter, they throw the same pitch in the same spot over and over and over and over again. Well, they do that because they have done the research and realizes that, okay, this guy's four-seam fastball. If he can keep it at the top of the strike zone and just above, this guy's swing plane, he can't lay off that pitch, but his swing plane will not allow him to get there. And so they just exploit that swing plane. Well, now they've done the research on, oh, hey, now that we can track swing planes, why don't we look and see where these guys are hitting the ball? Oh, you know what? They're hitting the ball off the label an awful lot. So why don't we make the label the fat part of the bat? You know, I mean, really, you're rewarding mediocre hitting, but so what? I mean, if the rules allow you to do it, then do it. And that's what they've done. But I think it's just this explosion of technology that seems to – every year I come back for the season, and there just seems to be more and more information out there. And I know that, you know, that borders on the potential for information overload, but, you know, there is so much out there, and they're tracking everything now, right down to where – particular hitters hit the ball. Where do they hit the ball on the bat? Let's try to, you know, maximize, you know, wherever that is. And that's where the torpedo bat came into play.
Brian Anderson joining us from Colleyville, Texas.
Yes, sir.
There's Brian hanging out in the Metroplex. You gotta like that.
If I told you what I'm getting charged for my rental, Yeah. Your smoke would start pouring out of your ears.
Oh, that's not what we wanted to hear.
Oh, bro, yes. It showed up this morning. I got it last night, and so I didn't even think about the price. It's a Chevy Tahoe. You know, I figured, you know, it's going to be, you know, per day, whatever.
Sure.
Well.
It sounds like it's a mortgage payment.
Listen, my per day rate would be a pretty decent weekly rate for an SUV. Good Lord. I'm going to drive it all day. We don't televise today because we're on Apple TV. So this car is going to get some miles put on it for what I'm paying for.
That's my guy. That's the way to go, PA.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. It sounds like they're trying to fund the refurbishing of a stadium or building a new one down there.
Dude, hey, that's what's really ironic is down here in the Metroplex, the way that they fire up stadiums is kind of crazy. I mean, you go down to where we play the Rangers, and you have old Arlington Stadium. Yeah. You've got the new place that looks like a giant grill. Then you've got Jerry World. It's all in the same place. You cannot believe this. When you drive up on it, there are three Major League stadiums just all right next to each other, out in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty incredible.
And let me ask you this, BA, because obviously there's the debate here in Cleveland with what the Browns want to do in Brook Park, which, by the way, is not out in the boonies like those stadiums are in Arlington. What is around those stadiums? Nothing but parking lots, right?
Parking lots, and I think there's a Six Flags.
Okay.
There's a Six Flags and parking lots. Yeah, I mean, you could probably have an event going on, at all three of those stadiums and still have enough parking.
Okay. Well, at least we'd have an airport next to ours.
Yes, exactly. Flybys. Flybys, baby.
Brian Anderson joining us. BA, 2-4 start for the Guardians. Razor, 4-2. Everybody in the Central is 2-4 except the Twins, who are 2-5. Obviously, the thing to say here is, okay, it's only six games. At what point, first of all, do you learn from six games? You take anything out of the first six? And at what point of the season? At what point of the season does a team start to think, okay, this, based on what we've done so far?
You know what? For me, no, you can't take anything out of six games. I mean, you're going to have six-game stretches that are great and that are absolutely horrible during the course of a season that you don't even remember when the season is over. I don't think you say everybody wants to get off to a quick start. I get it. But that does not matter. I think it's after the first month, which maybe that equals a couple of homestands and a couple of road trips. And then you start to get a real feel for a team, four or five times through the rotation, seeing what the bullpen is going to look like. What is your offense doing? I think that that's it. I think that you a couple of homestands, a couple of road trips, and you have a pretty good feel at that point for the type of team that you have and where you may need to shore up some things. That might not be long enough for other people, but I think for me, that's when I kind of get a feel like, okay, this is something that can be done, or this team needs to pick it up and they need some help.
Easy is the wrong word, but the least problematic problem to try and correct in season? Is it at the plate, or is it with your pitching staff?
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, it's difficult on both ends, because you think about arms, and you know there are not a lot of high-quality arms just hanging out there. And if you're going to go try to make an early trade, you're going to pay a premium to get somebody. So, you know, this is why I think teams like Cleveland, Tampa, teams like that, this is why they try to build a ton of depth on their 40-man roster. So if there is an issue or there is a glaring red flag, they've got depth. They've got guys that they can kind of run through that position and see if someone, you know, catches fire. But, you know, a knee-jerk would be, I don't know, man. I mean, that is a tough question, because I think about how would you fix hitting? I mean, hitting's hitting. If you've got depth, okay, like I said, you've got another guy that maybe you can play. This guy's not ready. But at the same time, it's hard to really improve your hitting during the course of a season. It kind of is what it is. And pitching, it's hard to really find quality arms hanging around out there. You know, if your starting rotation is banged up or it's not that good, where are you going to go find another starter? I mean, I guess you could go maybe get a fringe guy and hope that you catch lightning in a bottle. But listen, that's why these guys spend all offseason building teams and then all spring training evaluating said team, because they realize once things start, you kind of are who you are. And so that's what the offseason is built for. It's hard to make those wholesale changes and really improve a team during the course of a 162-game season.
Mr. Anderson, I can't wait until next week when we hear about your great driving adventure in the state of Texas from today.
Yes, I am going to – there's going to be some miles put out. Like I said, I'm going to go see what the Metroplex in Dallas-Fort Worth is all about.
That's Watch beautiful. Out for them Smokies.
Enjoy.
You're 3.5 right, to boys. Austin for the barbecue tour. Get some extra reps in and then just start doing some barbecue?
Yeah. In Texas.
Oh, hey, that's not a bad idea. I mean, barbecue in Texas? Listen, barbecue in Texas, barbecue in Kansas City – I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So yeah. We do have an off day today, and I've got a car with a full tank of gas.
Go, let's BA, go. Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Brian Anderson joining us from Colleyville, Texas on a day off.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.